Good evening.
I'm calling to order the Property and Development Committee subcommittee meeting for Thursday, January 23rd. If we could all stand at 6:03 for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And can we please have the roll call?
Ms. Berrios Perez?
Here.
Mr. Hyder? Ms. Petanici?
Here.
Ms. Fidomski?
Here.
Okay, Madam Chair, there is a quorum of three.
Thank you. Item number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of agenda. So I do have one item that I am going to add to the agenda as number nine, which will be the Sterling Opera House. And that will make number 10 adjournment. Does anyone else have anything to add or remove?
And just clarify what it is.
I'm sorry. It is regarding the RFP that the Sterling Opera House Committee is working through for getting their short list for bidders. That is in the form of a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Item number five, public portion. Is there anyone here from the public that wishes to speak?
Madam Chair, Gino DiGiovanni, 77 H Street here in Derby. I'm a member of the Sterling Opera House Committee. I don't have anything to report, but I am here if you choose to have any questions for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public that wishes to speak? Third and final time, anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Okay, hearing no one else, we will move to number six. Adopt the 2025 regular meeting schedule, which is on the back. Do I hear a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Motion made by Sarah. Is there
a second?
Thank you, Jessica. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Item number seven, transfer station update. Review of transfer station operations, discussion, and possible recommendation to the full board. I believe that we have a representative here from the Derby Transfer Station to speak with us tonight. Come on up, state your name.
Rich Antonucci, City Carding.
Great, thank you. We asked you here tonight because we do have some concerns and some questions regarding the transfer station. Okay. We understand that the compactor has been down for at least several weeks or intermittently over the last several weeks. Can you provide an update on this matter?
I could. So it's up and running again. And the problem with compactors is there's hydraulic oil in there. And when it gets really cold, it freezes. So when you try and force it to run in sub-zero weather, they burn out. So it's burned out twice so far in the last 5 weeks, I think. We just replaced the motor again. If it warms up, we'll be good. If it doesn't warm up, I can't make any promises. It works well in above freezing. It doesn't work that good after that.
Okay. And you said you had to repair it or replace it?
We had to replace the motors.
Okay.
Twice.
Twice, and that's just in the last several weeks?
5 weeks, maybe.
And how long typically is a motor on that supposed to last?
For a couple of years.
Okay.
I mean, we haven't had much problems with it. Except this is extremely cold.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
All right. Understood. Now, when the compactor is down, how is it handled at the transfer station?
So we dropped. Unfortunately, when the compactor goes down, the hopper's always full. So papers blow all over it. But you don't know it's going down till it goes down. We have two 20-yard dumpsters alongside the office trailer that we leave there for the residents, so it doesn't interrupt the flow of trash. The only thing is we can't use the hopper anymore. We have to throw them in the cans. And as the cans are full, we just pull them out.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions about the, specific to the compactor?
I do. Is there like a frequent checkup on the compactor so that way it doesn't happen again? Or is like once a week that are you guys checking up on it, or like once every day?
No, so there's no checkup for the compactor. Once you put, you know, it's an electrical motor that pushes hydraulic fluid. It's usually good for sometimes 2 to 3 years. But like I explained to you before, when that hydraulic oil gets almost like molasses and the pump is trying to push it into the piston, which pushes it into the trailer, the compactor, that's really the only time you have any problem.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Jess. Other questions about the transfer station? I have other questions. I was just letting you go first. Yeah. You wanted?
Not the transfer station itself, but I've, as late as this afternoon, have seen some complaints again. I know we've discussed this in the past couple years about trash and recycling being thrown into the same vehicle at the same time.
Right.
And it's been happening in multiple places. Multiple residents have been complaining about it. So I wanted to bring that to your attention again, if it's not already.
So it was already brought to my attention. And really, a week ago, I got a call that, I think it was 7th Street, that the lady saw recycling going into the back of the garbage truck. But we have cameras on the back of the garbage truck now. So we followed that truck up 7th Street. And it didn't, because it's two different, even though they look the same, it's two different trucks. And I'm being told that they could look at the camera. So if you ever get a complaint again, immediately, if you call me, everybody's got my cell phone number, I could go right to the back of the truck. It wouldn't do anybody any good for us to throw recyclables in the back of the truck, because there's two trucks, one for recyclable, one for garbage. So it wouldn't shorten that guy's route if I pick up his recycle. It just wouldn't help anybody. So, but if there is another complaint about it, if I could be, you know, notified immediately, like right then and there, then I could tell you yes or no for sure. But I'm being told they looked at the cameras that day and no. So we actually have cameras on the back of our trucks now, not to see if they're throwing recyclables in the garbage, but we have two guys hanging off the back of the truck. So now we, for insurance reasons, so we could nip that in the butt if you just let me know immediately.
Another complaint that we're getting from residents, and one that I've actually experienced myself, is when we pull up onto the scale, often there is nobody in the hut. They were just waved through. Nobody asks what our address is or asks for our license.
Yes.
My concern for that is that when Saturday recently I was there, I was the only one. I was one person there. There was another two men there emptying out a very large truck of evident debris that they have had knocked down something and were emptying it in the dump. I asked the gentlemen in the hut if they had been checked the weight when they came in, and if they were going to check the weight so that they could pay. And he said, "What gentlemen?" So, and I had to point out the only other people at the dump. So I do not feel comfortable that we are checking everyone, making sure that they are Derby resident, making sure that if they are contractors that they are paying. And I just want to make sure that we are following the practices of the transfer station, and that every vehicle is being asked for their driver's license or whatever we are asking for to prove residency, and that we are charging the people that should not be using our transfer station.
Right. So I agree with you, and I know about that incident because I spoke to him, and for the last 90 days to 120 days. I am trying to switch those guys out of that position, both of them.
Okay.
I had several discussions with the mayor, and I have an HR problem with City Carding. We're a big corporation now. So we're writing them up. And I'm trying. So I'm going to move them. Me personally, I think they're better fitted for somewhere else in the company. One of them was on workman's comp. I was explaining this to one of the guys, and we had another guy up there. Public Works called me and said, listen, keep that guy up there. He's better suited, but I'm working on that. So yes, you're right. And yes, I know about it. And I am really trying hard to justify that. So give me another, I don't know, 3-4 weeks. I should have it done. 5 weeks. They should be gone. You should see new faces up there. And
I'll hold you to it.
Several times a week,
I make this my side job.
I had that transfer station for 15 years, and I know how to do it, and I know what to do, and I know when it's right, and I will know when it's not right. And it's not right now, but I'm doing the best I could.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions, Sarah or Jessica?
No.
Okay. I appreciate you.
Thank you for your time.
You joining us. Thank you. Okay. Moving on, number 8, Municipal Redevelopment Authority Resolution, discussion and possible recommendation regarding a resolution to join the Connecticut Municipal Redevelopment Authority as a member municipality. And we have Roger here with us.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am Roger, Director of Economic Development. Can I just share a couple of things? Because I know we haven't met for a couple of months. One's on property and one's on development. The State Economic Development Department, DECD, has been running for the last 10 years a annual list of distressed communities. And this is measured in mean household income and poverty rates and unemployment. It's a kind of complex ranking. And for the last 10 years, Derby has been in the bottom six. That's the sixth worst in the 25 municipalities that are in the list every year. However, in 2024, we became number 13. It's the first time we've actually increased 8 places in 1 year. So I thought it was kind of a metric to explain. The other is a property thing. And just as you know, Cedar Village was occupied starting 1st of October. It became 100% occupied by the end of November. So in 2 months, to give you some idea, and there's already a wait list now for Trolley Point. So there is a demand out there for housing. So let me move on to the subject on the agenda here. The state legislature passed in the latter part of last year this new authority called the Municipal Redevelopment Authority, which is called MRDA. Okay, so I'm going to use the word MRDA quite a lot this evening, okay? And the governor doesn't like the name, but it's what it is. But it's a $60 million fund to basically help create housing clusters around transit hubs. That's the main purpose. And any community that has a potential for building housing around transit hubs is basically invited to be a part of it. Now, we don't know the details of the rules. We know it's got to be within a half a mile. We know the community's got to have less than 100,000 population, so that's not a problem. But it's also a first come, first serve thing. So we want to kind of get in the chain. They're only going to award funding for 5 municipalities, but it can go on for 3 years. So when you get in the cycle, you're in. So David Corus, who's the new executive director of that, ourselves, Linda, myself, and David Morgan were able to capture his attention, and he came and spent several hours here with us. And we took him down there and we showed him some of the spaces, some of the empty buildings, some of the potential buildings that could be converted into housing using this program. So at this point, our focus is trying to get in the program. Now, we don't get the details of the program until we have actually opted in. So the process tonight is to essentially get a recommendation to opt into the program so that we can then stand in line and get an application in. And they're not looking for an application for one property, not like just, say, Main Street South. They're looking for a cluster of properties in the community. So it would include, for example, what we already have, like Cedar Village and then Trolley Point and 33 Elizabeth Street, which is going to be rehabbed. Potentially the Beretta property, which had an approval for 210 apartments some years ago. But now that particular piece of land and building is in a kind of a legal fight with the partners. So that one's on hold. But you can see there is quite a few potential clusters that we could actually get into an application. So one of the most important factors is municipal involvement. And that, of course, is starting with getting and opting in. The second one is developers' equity. So if we, for example, get developers interested in Main Street South, that's considered as developers' equity. Okay. So the other long-term growth, they want to see that we're not just looking at a single property, but a community that is going to make it easier for residents to use public transport, including obviously the railroad station, which is being expanded, as you know. So the purpose of the meeting tonight is just to basically get a recommendation to the resolution that has been, they have a template that we've included in the package. It's their template. There's not a lot we can negotiate on it. It just basically says, yes, we want to opt in, and then we'll find out what we want to do about it. And that would come back, of course, to this committee and the full board.
If I may just jump in for 1 second, this is based upon a Connecticut general statute that was adopted, 8-169JJ. And these are templates from the state. However, Derby has a charter and you act in a particular manner. So I did, in fact, revise their form resolution to include the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, in terms of the chain of authority, because the original resolution just authorized the mayor to enter into agreements. Well, we know our charter requires the mayor to have the approval of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, to execute agreements. So I made that change. I just want to let everybody know. We looked at it. I made it. Would you have what has been sent out, I believe, Mr. Town Clerk, that you all have that? That's the changed version. So there you have it.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions?
Thank you, Robert.
Yes, do you have any questions? Okay.
Jessica, do you have any questions?
No, no questions.
All right, is there a motion to bring this to the full board?
Yes, I will make a motion to bring the resolution to join the Connecticut Municipal Redevelopment Authority as a member municipality to the full board.
Thank you. Motion by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Second by Jessica. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Roger.
Okay. Item number 9, Sterling Opera House. So I'm just going to make a note for the record that the Sterling Opera House committee has been working very hard with the timeline associated with the RFP that went out to get the bidders for kind of getting the whole plan to restore the Sterling Opera House back to its original beauty. There is not enough calendar days in the month ahead of us to bring their recommendations back to the subcommittee. So I am making a recommendation that when the committee does choose their list and recommendation, that they will come directly to the full Board of Aldermen with it. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, good. Thank you. All right. Then we will move to number 10, which is adjournment. At 6:23. So moved. Thank you, Sarah. And do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Jess. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We are adjourned at 6:23. Thank you, everyone. Sorry, Ron. I won.